Not all breweries are the same, it would seem. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I want to draw your attention to the brewery. I've often talked on this podcast about the importance of CPD and how the sheer breadth of scope of our specialty means we have an enormous amount of information on which to keep up to date. It can be difficult to keep up to speed with new information, but it is important that we do so that we're not practicing with old standards or guidelines. But how do we keep up to speed and know when things have changed? Well, it helps to pay attention to the latest goings on through reading, watching, or listening to sources of information that keep you up to date. So this can be publications, websites, conferences, or podcasts. However, no matter how much you try to keep abreast of information, it is inevitable that at some point you will encounter something new for which you had no idea it even existed. This might come from conversations with colleagues or even with patients. And this is then the other way in which you can guide your CPD learning, by taking opportunity to fill in that gap in your knowledge as and when they inevitably appear. And so it was for me recently, and having read about this new information, I thought I would share it with you all in case any of you were in a similar position to me. Of course, it could be that I'm alone in being the only person who did not know this, in which case you can use this information to consolidate your prior knowledge. So when seeing a well infant presenting with a history of having had something that sounds serious, like choking, apnea, seizure, a decreased responsiveness, or a change in colour, in the past the term ALTI was used. This is an acute, life-threatening event. So when I recently spoke to a paediatric registrar about such an event, they replied saying, "This sounds like a brewery." This took me back, not least because I had clearly articulated the absence of any abnormal findings in my examination, which would include whether I had auscultated a brewery. And I was about to ask what they meant by this when they followed up by saying, "This is the new term for ALTI." It turns out that brewery is spelt B-R-U-E and stands for brief, resolved, unexplained events. According to the Starship Hospital page on this topic, it has replaced ALTI, and this page was published in February 2020. So this knowledge had somehow passed me by for nearly 2 years, although I have found references to its use back in 2016. Despite this oversight, reviewing the Starship page has been a good refresher on the topic and confirmed that I've still been managing these cases correctly, albeit using a different name. I would recommend you all have a review of the Starship page, as it is a very useful and easy to follow overview. Take-home points for me are that breweries are a diagnosis of exclusion. There is a simple list of features that help you risk stratify these cases into higher and lower risk, and it also outlines all the possible causes. But my key take-home is, while low-risk breweries do not necessarily require investigations, it does say they need a period of observation of up to 4 hours, so that would mean that almost all breweries will require at least a conversation with the paediatric team. I've read through also the Royal Children's Hospital of Melbourne guidelines, which are very similar, and they mention that often this period of observation is for parental reassurance, so do always bear that in mind. So have a read through the Starship pages, which are linked in the show notes, as they are a great resource for the Kiwi-based clinician. And for those of you overseas, this would be a good time to refresh your memories by reviewing your local brewery guidelines. Now, I must admit that learning that this new categorisation existed without my knowledge did make me feel a little stupid. While the person I was speaking to on the phone kindly clarified what they meant by brewery, before I could have asked a follow-up question exposing my ignorance, I still felt a sense of shame at not knowing this information. But on reflection, I cannot recall seeing a child in recent times that fit the criteria for ALTI or brewery, and so it had not crossed my clinical radar. So this had just slipped through the net, but that, I guess, is inevitable. No matter how you keep up to date with your CPD learning, be it journals, websites, social media, podcasts, webinars, or conferences, we cannot expect to have the time to catch everything. And as I've said before, the C in CPD stands for continuing. This is an ongoing process that continues, and no situation demonstrates this better in medicine than our current pandemic. At no stage in the last 2 years has it ever felt that the pandemic-related knowledge we are learning is set in stone. We've been learning new things, and protocols and guidelines are constantly being updated, weekly and even daily. And while we've been keeping up to speed with all this information, perhaps a change from ALTI to brewery might just slip past our brain like ships in the night. But I guess the important thing is that we keep our mind open to CPD opportunities as and when they arrive, and always be ready to learn. Now, can anyone suggest a similar situation in which they've discovered that something has changed its name or a management pathway has changed without you realising? I'd be interested to hear of any, as I do think it is inevitable that there will be situations like this owing to the volume of information of which we need to keep abreast. What are the ways you all manage to keep up to speed with all the latest developments? Let us know at podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.